The annual observance of the birth of our Saviour is almost over. The nativity scene that we see here will soon come down, alas. Epiphany is a commemorated day that we celebrate today, the 6th of January, and it ends the Christmas liturgical season. No more gifts of turtle doves, French hens, and a partridge in a pear tree. This is the 12th day of Christmas. When you look at the manger scene, what do you see? We see Mary, Joseph, the light of the baby Jesus. There is a donkey and a lamb and a dove. And gathered around the manger, what else do we usually see? Who else do we usually see? Often we see wise men. But when did the wise men arrive in the scriptures? We read that Joseph, Mary, and Jesus were in a house. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and worshipped him. From other information that we see in the Gospel of Matthew, it appears that Jesus must have been a toddler by the time the wise men came. Possibly, he was already 1.5 or 2.5 years old. So why do the nativity scenes show the wise men at the birth of Jesus, if he was no longer in the manger? Tradition, I think, would be the right answer. But today, we're going to look at the wise men. Who were they? What did they represent? Some scholars speculate it might have taken these wise men 4 months to make the journey that they made from the east to Jerusalem. That's 4 months without any preparation. Other scholars also say that it may have taken a full 2 years for the wise men from the moment they saw the stars to the preparation to actually make the journey to Jerusalem. Was there only 3 of them? I wonder. Many scholars also say that there was over 300 people that likely made that journey. Why? Because there were bandits on the road. It was a treacherous journey. They needed supplies and resources. They needed at least a full militia, a full army to guide and protect them. So this was not a band of misled people riding on their donkeys or camels. These were not only kings by themselves who were traveling. These were a whole community of people. And it explains why they caused such a stir when they came to Jerusalem. The whole city was in uproar. Who were these people? What did they represent? Why did they come? But I wonder, does it matter how many came? Was it 3? Was it more? Does it matter exactly the moment they came? I would dare to say not. What matters is why they came and what they did when they came. These were astrologers. They looked to the stars. They noticed when something was out of place, when there was one star out of place. And rather than sitting back and carrying on with their daily lives, they took to the ground and started moving. They came to Herod and they asked him boldly, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." Preposterous. coming to a king, demanding to see another king? Well, this was a common sight, a common thing in the Near East at that time. People looked to the stars, expecting to see when rains would start and fall, when kings would be born, and when they would die. They came to the right place, so they thought. These Babylonians traveled on a great journey, risking life and death, to find a king that was not their own, a king they saw and predicted in the stars. How much faith would that take? And this is where the rubber hits the road for us here in Sawston Free Church this morning. There is a wonderful and yet challenging message that these wise men give us. First, these three, or however many there were, they came to meet God. And they met God. These were not normal people. They were magi, or what the Greek calls magoi. These were people who were seen as priests in their respective religions. And they came with faith. They came to meet God. Not their God, but a God they did not know. And this shows us that God is not limited by our preconceived notions. That God calls people who we would consider to be outsiders. But I wonder, how often do we welcome those who seem to look different to us, who seem to believe differently to us, into our doors? They came as people in their normal trade, looking at the stars. They were doing their daily job. I wonder how often we expect to meet God in our daily lives and in our daily jobs. So there are three challenges and three offerings that these magi give us. Firstly, they make us consider how we spend our time at home, our time at work, our time. And the second, are we willing to follow the star? Did they have to follow the star? Were they under any obligation? Are we in any obligation to continue following that star after Christmas? They came and heralded for us that something great, something fantastic, something that shook the Gentile world had happened. And even the Jewish people did not notice. The message of the wise men enlightens us that sometimes something special can go missed by us who have looked constantly. Sometimes something remarkable can happen and go unnoticed by us who seem to be the ones who are making the journey. The message of the wise men is that we need to keep making the journey, even when it seems like we already arrived. When I was reading this passage and preparing for today, something stood out for me, something that I've not heard before. That these wise men were the first people in classical history who had ever been noted to stop and ask for directions. These were the first people in history who were famous, not for who they were, but simply for asking a question. They made a huge blunder. They went to Jerusalem. They didn't know. They were not Jews. They did not have the scriptures. So they went to where they thought a king would be. We often go to where we expect to find God. And when they were there, they asked Herod. And what did he do? He looked in the scriptures. They searched the scriptures. They searched the Bible. And as corrupt as his administration was, they knew where to look. And often we know where to look when we are in search of the truth. The scriptures were clear, and the Magi were soon on their way. But Herod tried to trick them. He was not ready to leave the party yet. He was king. He brought his ticket. And God showed his omnipresence and omnipotence when he directed in a dream these Magi to go a different way. And sometimes God tells us that we should go a different way too. But are we brave enough to take a different route on our journey? So, I've asked a lot of questions. And I said that this passage is where the rubber meets the road for us here. So I'll turn back to the reading and tell you why this speaks something into your life personally. And it's not only a tradition. We read in chapter 2, verse 13, that as the passage continues, we see that when the wise men had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." That's strange. Why suddenly would they have to flee? They just had this visitation. They just had these people telling them of what people had heard from far and wide. Why now do they have to leave? And this speaks to us, and it's really relevant. And I hope that you catch it too. The question is, how would Mary, Joseph, and their baby survive in Egypt by themselves? Jews, Gentiles for the Egyptians, they could not even eat with an Egyptian in that place. Well, they had gold, they had frankincense, and they had myrrh. Each gift representing God's divinity, representing praise, and also the death that Jesus would have. Would they survive if the wise men did not come? We, like the Magi, have an opportunity to help other people with what we can offer them in our faith. Are we willing to step out in faith? Are we ready to be like the Magi? To be alert, to meet God in the midst of our everyday life, and to get up, uproot, and follow the star? Are we willing to believe that there are times that determine us to move outside of our comfort zone, to get up and start the journey to follow the star? Are we willing, when life gets uncertain, to look to the Bible, God's Word, to search the Scriptures, and to see where it is where we are to get up and follow the star too? Where is the star leading you this morning? What changes is God asking you to make in your life? This year, 2019, is an opportunity. An opportunity to find time, to make time, to get up, to journey, and follow God's star. Are we willing to be transformed? Are we prepared to encounter the risen Lord? Are we prepared to go where everybody else is not willing to go? To what seems like foolishness, a stable, a manger, to look for a king? If not, I encourage you to take a moment to pray, to ask God where it is He is leading you, to find companions for the journey, and to seek the path. And if you are ready, if you are confident, then I will give you this challenge and also this encouragement. Rise up, stand on your feet, get ready for the journey and follow the star. Rise up and stand on your feet, prepare your household and go where you don't know where you're going to end up. Rise up, stand on your feet, go to the kings of your country and be willing to challenge them that there is a new king that has been born. Rise up and follow Jesus. Let us pray. Loving God, it is not easy to see where you are directing our paths. Even when we see your star, Lord, it is hard to be willing to get up and follow it. So we ask you for help. Help us to place our commitment to our conviction. Help us to place our feet to our faith. And if we are unsure, help us to have the humility to ask for help. To be like the Magi, who when faced with a difficult challenge, not knowing where to go, were willing to humble themselves and to ask for direction. Help us to rise up, to follow your Son, to follow our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen.